Governor Lamont recently announced using money to help offset the costs of health insurance if you're someone not getting your subsidies once they expire December 31st. And while there was a lot of bipartisan support around some of that state spending, including what I just talked about, there was actually a very hard stop, in particular when it came to Governor Lamont's announcement in saying that millions of dollars would be given to Planned Parenthood. Now, some of the loudest opponents to this includes those who are Christian, Catholics in particular. Joining us now to talk about this is Chris Healy, who's the executive director of the Connecticut Catholic Conference. And kind of the irony of this, Chris, the fact that it was also announced during one of the holiest weeks of the year, which is Christmas. Thank you so much for joining us and talking more about this. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Hope you had a great holiday. And as they say in politics, timing is everything. Yes, the governor and several pro-abortion factors have been at work for the last several years, making special appropriations to Planned Parenthood of Southern New England, which has, for your viewer, your listeners, a $50 million endowment and pays rather handsome six-figure salaries to a lot of its employees, whose primary job is to take innocent life through abortion. These allocations of several million last year, and the proposal now is around $11 million from a special fund, Melissa, created by the legislature, the Democrats in the legislature, this last special session to give Ned Lamont $500 million of money that he can unilaterally dispense in anticipation of shortfalls either through the actions of the federal government or just the actions of what happens during the course of affairs. But the problem here is when you're starting to spend money on the taking of innocent life, you at least owe it to people to explain that in a public hearing with a real debate and real votes. And that's the other part of this, which is disgraceful, is the fact that we are larding up money to an organization that is designed to, you know, take away at the life of its most innocent through this barbaric procedure, abortion that Catholics oppose and many other people of faith and even some non-believers oppose. And certainly the use of tax dollars for it, which is forbidden under most circumstances, is allowed to go by because Planned Parenthood does offer some other medical services. So that's where we are right now. And theoretically, between now and to the end of this $500 million piggy bank, who knows how much more can be spent on this. But it's just, again, another example of how things are run in Hartford without the proper debate and votes of those we elect to do these things.
So, Chris Healy, I so appreciate what you're saying. And I know that abortion is a very a big debate. I understand there are obviously feelings on both sides, whether abortion is appropriate or not, is okay or not. And I'm not taking away or discrediting that. I kind of want to say, honestly, whether people agree with abortion or they don't, you know, Planned Parenthood, I do think has a role in society. I'm not saying I am for or against abortion, but I do think Planned Parenthood does more than that. I think that they also provide what some families will not, which includes, again, whether you're for or against, premarital sex. To me, I think that they provide educational and also, you know, resources needed for teens or for people who are not making, you know, maybe the best decisions about when to have intercourse and how to do it properly and all of that. With that being said, you know, my biggest problem with this, honestly, my biggest problem with this is why them? Why do they get the priority? My biggest issue, which is what I think you and I are both agreeing on completely, is who decided that Planned Parenthood gets a pass and gets some of our money, but other nonprofits don't? You know, why?
Well, it's politics.
Right. But
it's
I think that's the biggest thing here. That to me is the biggest thing here is whether or not people agree with Planned Parenthood. I think The bigger thing that bothers me is why are they getting millions of dollars, but we have all these other nonprofits that are helping veterans or helping the homeless or helping those who are hungry or helping those who don't have after-school programs or whatever the case may be. Why Planned Parenthood? Why do they get prioritized without public hearings,
again,
to your
point?
They're
a private, nonprofit. They are funded through their own means and through national organizations. They are very robustly funded. As I mentioned, they have this branch alone. We're not talking about Planned Parenthood National. We're talking about the Planned Parenthood of southeastern England has a $50 million endowment.
And
that is what I would. I don't know many nonprofits in Connecticut that have those kind of resources that need to be supplemented by the taxpayers. Certainly for this service, which we Catholics, abhor. That's, I think, the primary purpose. And it's also the process. There's the money that we pay in taxes, we give to the state. We expect the state to disperse and put budgets together, to debate those budgets, to have hearings, and then to take votes. And then once the votes are counted, then we go forward. This is none of these procedures were obviously followed here. So that's a real problem. And now, listen, we're very happy the governor did put some money in for additional homeless services. We're very happy he's working on the healthcare issue as well. The bishops have complimented on that. But on this Planned Parenthood issue, it's part of a pattern we've seen, not just recently, but over the last several years. I think I've been on your show before, where several million dollars was mysteriously allocated at the end of the year in what's called the implementer bill, which is a bill that allows legislators to put their special requests in without a vote or a hearing. And it's often to pay for a playground or, some other, special cause that under normal circumstances wouldn't get the support of the entire legislature. I think the problem with the Planned Parenthood people know that if this was to be debated, there'd be a very painful debate for them. And they would, I don't know if they would get the votes that they thought they would get from a lot of people. And again, this is not a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats oppose this as well. And I think that's clearly what they did. They went to the governor and they went to his supporters and said, well, while you're spending a half $1 billion, can you spare us $11 million? No one knows what this money is going for either.
Right.
You do mention other services they provide, but they do provide the services that we as Catholics seriously, oppose with all our,
totally,
our faith and our spirit. So that's the one real issue that I think gnaws at it. It's a process issue. It's a right and wrong issue. And to do it the week of the holiest week of the year, one of the holiest weeks of the year, is just, again, another affront to people of faith.
Yeah, it's definitely a slap in the face. Totally. And again, I don't really publicly tell people what my opinions are on, to me, very touchy, abortion or, some of the things that we've already mentioned here. But I will say, just from, again, and I'm a very proud Christian, very much so. In fact, we don't even really, for Christmas yesterday, we had a birthday party for Jesus. I hear you completely. I think if people even take the religious, I guess the reason I'm saying it the way I am is if people take the religion out of it and you just look at if it's ethical or not, I think a logical person will tell you it is not. It is not ethical to be able to give an organization, to your point, millions of dollars that we don't even know what that money is going towards. And I think it then gives a narrative yet again to an organization that maybe it is doing some good. And personally, I do think there are some things that Planned Parenthood does that if you've got kids who don't have a household where, families can take them to go to the doctor, or families can help them with making sure, hey, if you're going to engage in this, that you know what you're doing and here are the things that you need, whatever the case may be, not to agree with it or not. I think it gives a horrible narrative to this organization that it yet again is highlighted as one of the favorites, the ones that gets money. Because we've got money to spend, and I think that's awful. I think it's ethically, it's wrong. I think it's immoral. I think it's unfair. And to your point, Chris, we don't even know what those millions of dollars are going to go to, and it has nothing to do.
I could point out one nice fact that there are currently more pregnancy care centers in Connecticut open than Planned Parenthood. So centers. So that's a good sign for our society. And they receive no state or local or government money. They are all privately funded to do the work they do to help young families bring life into this world and to care for them as they become young parents. You know, the other part about Planned Parenthood that people should know is that they're very generous with their political donations around the country and here in Connecticut. They donate hundreds of thousands of dollars to their loyal legislators and congressional people as well. So they know how to play the game, and they play it very well. And unfortunately, they tend not to play the game the way the rest of us do when it comes to asking for state dollars for public need. And you do that through, as we said before, an open debate. Let's have an open debate about it. Let's find out what they actually do. And I think if they did that, they know what the result may not be the result that they got most recently with this $11 million handed to them on a silver platter.
Yeah. No, good point, Chris Healy. I appreciate that. We are chatting right now with Chris Healy, who's the executive director of the Connecticut Catholic Conference. And after Governor Lamont announced he was going to use money to offset the costs of health insurance for some folks in Connecticut because the subsidies are going to expire December 31st. Also looking at what to do for other populations of people who are going to be impacted. You know, I think there was a lot of strong bipartisan support around that. But knowing that millions of dollars were also going to be going to Planned Parenthood, I think has certainly gotten, I would think, outrage from some lawmakers, specifically Republican lawmakers, but even some groups, including the Connecticut Catholic Conference. And Chris, I had another topic I wanted to talk to you about separate from this. Unfortunately, I feel like I'm not going to have a lot of time and I want to dive into that. So we're going to have to sideline that one and come back to that one. My final question would be, my understanding is since this announcement earlier this week, the governor's gotten a lot of backlash about it. And I'm wondering if you know if they're going to double back or change their mind or if that money is, in fact, going to be invested. Like, have you heard any updates?
I have not. Sadly, I wish that were the case. I do hope, though, that people that listen to your show will call their legislators and certainly in your leader listening area. There are many legislators who I won't shame or out who feel very strongly about this issue. And I think if they heard from their constituents, they would in turn go to Governor Lamont and ask him to rescind this ridiculous and outrageous appropriation of taxpayer money to take innocent life. Because that's, I mean, let's face facts, for all this sort of ancillary projects that Planned Parenthood services, they do provide, and I'll concede they do provide some that are certainly helpful. They're there to abort children. They're there to take innocent life, and they're allowed to do it in Connecticut under the laws that prescribe it. But using state money and taxpayer money is not really the way to go, and there's laws on that. But the way they're allowed to get around that is because they're an organization that does provide various services. So the old term, money is fungible, meaning it can find its way to other things without being in penalty. But it is still outrageous that this is going on and still going on, and it's all because of politics. So, you know, if people will call their state legislators or their state senators and say, I think there's better ways to spend $11 million of tax money, particularly for the homeless situation in Bridgeport area that the mayor is trying to help and other mayors are trying to work on, the issues of nutrition, senior services. There's a whole litany we could talk about all day here of money that should be used for those purposes. Certainly with a bounty that we have in Connecticut in terms of our budget surplus. So with it, we hope that, you know, during this season of forgiveness and love, that people put that spirit to work and reach out to your legislators to do that. I think it will have an impact.
Yeah, I think you said that very, you know, I think that was totally accurate. The fact is when you hear $11 million and you know that they're, you know, even the idea of not completely knocking Planned Parenthood, but they serve a certain population. And again, you're going to give $11 million. Forget even other nonprofits, but you're going to give $11 million to an organization knowing that you're snubbing a lot of people in Connecticut who are either homeless, are hungry, lack education, lack job opportunities, don't have early childhood options. Don't have energy or electric costs that are being covered. I mean, I think there are other major needs. And I'm not saying that what to do in a situation where Planned Parenthood would be involved is not, you know, worth talking about. But when you say $11 million, is that where you want your $11 million to go? And the fact is you're not even being given the option to speak on that. That should infuriate people. You know what I mean? That should infuriate people.
One final point. When a nonprofit, say in Bridgeport, that's trying to provide housing and home or clothing or nutrition or any service for people in need in that community, if they're running out of money and the city can't help them out, you know what they do? They go out and they raise the money. That's what they do. Every nonprofit has to do that. They go back to their donors. They follow fundraisers. They skimp. They save. They do whatever they do so they meet the needs of their constituents. Planned Parenthood would certainly go out and raise the money themselves. They have a nice donor list. They have national resources. Let them go out and do it the old-fashioned way like other nonprofits do. I think that's a fair alternative to what we've heard, to the actions that we've seen over the last week.
Good point. Chris Healy, I want to thank you for having this conversation. As I mentioned, I have another topic I want to talk to you about. So we'll have you back on the show really soon to discuss that. Thank you so much. And again, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. And it's continuing. You know, you've got little Christmas coming up. So I hope you and your family enjoy. And I thank you so much for the time.